Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Okay, chickens, I'm going to try and watch this again. But, you know, bit by bit. Dissecting it all. So it opens with the 14th Dr. David Tennant popping his head out of the TARDIS and looking a little unshaven. I'm concerned about his inability to find space razors. And dramatic music, dum-dum-dum-dum, very Murray Goldie. And then we've got Catherine Tate as Donna, look in a spaceshipy place, looking concerned. With her hands up, she's putting her hands up, obviously being arrested or, you know, confronted by some sort of alien. Next thing we see, we're in London. There's a great big building which looks like the Avengers Tower a bit. Stuck in the middle near the... Is that the cheese grater, that one down the front? Is that what they call that one? They've got weird names to their buildings in London. There's like the Shard and the Pickle or the Gherkin. I keep calling it the Pickle. I think it's the Gherkin. And this one, is this also the Shard or is this a made up building that they've invented for Doctor Who? Anyway, there's helicopters heading towards it and there appear to be fires all over London. Black smoke everywhere. It just looks like a regular Thursday during burning off period in Sydney. That's been one of my issues. But not, you know, that it was a huge issue, but like, oh my God, the breathing has been difficult. And I've been popping back up and down between Melbourne and Sydney. It's a lot. Anyway, this is trailer time. It's not Adam's gripes and pains and aches and whinging time. Speaking of, my knee is still very bad. This is what happens at this age. It's just a litany of aches and pains and whinging about stuff. I've become man Karen. Anyway, the doctor is in one of those helicopters and then there's an explosion in a house. Like, it just all happens. And then the doctor is ducks in the explosion, then he pops up from the ground and then it says official trailer. So that's not even the trailer, that's the trailer. That is the trailer for the trailer. At least the trailer for the trailer is embedded in the trailer, as opposed to sometimes when you have a trailer for a trailer and the trailer's not there. You just get the little trailer. You know what else I hate? I've probably told you this before. When there's a commercial before the trailer. Because a trailer is a commercial. I don't want a commercial with my commercial. Like, it's too many commercials. It's a whole thing. Speaking of commercials, I've been watching Neighbours. something I never expected to say out loud. Because Neighbours came back after finishing last year, and it was a whole big thing, and everyone was sad. And then it came back thanks to all of the ridiculous money at Amazon, like all the ridiculous money at Disney Plus that's paying for Doctor Who now. And it was, I just thought, I'll just watch it to see how it is, and I can't stop. It's become a thing now. I even convinced lovely Matt, who contributes a lot to this podcast. I convinced Matt to watch it, and he has had the same. He goes, "I'm watching it again. What's happening?" And neither of us it's not amazing. Like, it's by any stretch of the imagination. There are far better soap operas, like, you know, especially British ones like Coronation Street and EastEnders. But there's just something comfortingly dull about Neighbours. What it is. It's just nice. I've just enjoyed it not being that challenging. You know, wondering what's going on with Susan and her Costco jewelry. Why is everyone talking about the chicken dance, but we never got to see the chicken dance? Oh, we got to see the conga. There was a wedding. It was a surprise wedding. There was a there was a honeymoon in Brighton, which is like, you know, it's just another suburb of Melbourne, like the fictional Erinsborough is supposed to be. I also don't understand why Erinsborough has a 5-star hotel and a hospital and a university, but only one cafe. Anyway, it's a whole thing. I've been watching Neighbours, but this is not Neighbours chat. This is Doctor Who trailer chat. Hasn't even started. Doctor Who, official trailer, starting now. Are we ready? So then we get... That is the Shard, isn't it? That one in the front. Anyway, big building in London, nighttime, lights everywhere, and Tower Bridge, which is all lit up beautifully. It looks amazing. Like, this is the cinematography here is spectacular. Donna says, sometimes I think there's something missing. Like, I had something lovely and it's gone. Oh, Donna. Oh, I get all the feels when I see Donna. Catherine Tate, the big Catherine Tate hair. I had something lovely. It's gone. And then we see the doctor's coat just jumping through a hole in a wall, a smoking hole in the wall. I mean, there are no other kinds of holes, I guess, in Doctor Who. Not in walls, anyway. There's always some sort of smoke. And it's like bricks. Bricks have made the hole. Then Donna's looking pensive. And she says, I lie in bed thinking, and we see the doctor's head pop out behind a ladder. Don't go under the ladder, it's bad luck, doctor. Oh, no. And she's thinking, what have I lost? And then the doctor's head pops up from wherever he is. Although there's like lights behind him, it looks like he's in somewhere where Daleks might be, or on stage. And they're all like the little lights where the prompts go. And, you know, those little lights, there's scallopy lights down the front of the stage. In the old days, they used to be lit with like candles. So there would be candles down there to light the actors on a stage. Who knows? Anyway, that's where the doctor's popped up. There's lots of dum-dum-dum-dum music. In case we don't know how to feel. And then, boom. And then the TARDIS appears and is doing some wacky business in my headphones. The sound of the TARDIS is travelling from one headphone to another. I mean, the camera's kind of panning down as the TARDIS appears in the hallway. The doctor says, now I've got this friend called Dollar Nadol, who is a new character in Doctor Who. It's an affordable Nadol that you can get at Aldi that has Donna Noble's hair. Now I've got this friend called Donna Noble. So, Adam, how did you create the character of Dollar Nadol? Well, I can't speak English properly, and that's what came out of my mouth. I tried to say Donna Noble one time, and now Dollar Nadol is on a stamp. I don't know why. Dollar Nadol is my new favourite thing. Shut up. You judge yourself for listening to this. It's your fault. It's your fault. Dollar Nadol is all your fault. Anyway, now I've got this friend called Donna Noble. I'm not going to be able to go on with this. The doctor, 14th doctor, is popping out of the TARDIS. And then he's looking at a stack of packages, just a bunch of boxes that have been carried by someone. But then we see Donna on the other side, and she's got a box with what looks like a lot of bubble wrap in it and some rolls of paper, like she's about to go and do some craft. I thought they were pool noodles at first, but now I see that they're rolled up bits of paper, unless they're yoga mats. She's going to do going to a lot of yoga sessions, and or she's doing decorating. Who knows what it is? But she's got a look on her face that's, you know, she's about to go full Karen and complain. And behind her, I think there is some sort of food van. She might be in some sort of market area. I'm overthinking this. And then the doctor's in his TARDIS, but it's old school TARDIS. It's the coral pillars. It's, oh, this is an old picture. I had to wipe her memory to save her life. Yeah, so it's a flashback of the hand in the jar glowing, and we hear the glowy sound, the regeneration noise. And then Donna's eyes glowing again from the old episodes. And oh, he touches her on the face and she says no and collapses. Oh, it's just, I can't, don't show me that in the trailer. I can't deal. I can't deal with that all over again. Oh my God. Doctor says if she remembers me, she will die. So what happens next? He's wearing the brainy specs. He's dyed his hair a really interesting shade of chestnut. And he's talking to old mate from years and years, Ruth Madeley, who's playing a character called Shirley Ann Bingham, apparently. And I feel like she's a regular member of the cast, or maybe just for the specials. Who knows? All right, we will continue breaking down this trailer into tiny little pieces and then rebuilding it like Lego blocks in the next episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.